Good evening, everybody. Beautiful, beautiful day in Jesus, right? As Pastor Joshua mentioned earlier, TGIF, thank God it's Friday because we get to come here and fellowship in Him. And approximately 2 weeks ago, I guess it was exactly 2 weeks ago, on February 21st, Pastor Joshua taught the first in a series on the prayer of affirmation. And that was entitled Fundamentals of the Prayer of Affirmation. And just as a really quick review, we talked about starting with the prayer of faith. And I think everybody here knows that by now, Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So that's our starting point. But then we get to the amen of the prayer, and sometimes we have the manifestation, and sometimes it's not quite there yet. So what do we do? Now we have to get involved in some spiritual warfare between the amen of the prayer and the there it is of the manifestation. And affirmations is one very key means of fighting that spiritual warfare. Because as Pastor Joshua has shared since his special six-day fast, the devil hates to hear the word of God. And the more you say it, the more he hates it. And the more he reacts. So, we go into the prayer of affirmation. How to pray it correctly, because there are some guidelines, there are some keys that will make it really work for all of us. I'd like us to turn to Titus chapter 3, verse 8. We're going to start here. If anyone has their scripture handy, Titus, in case you're not familiar with Titus, it isn't a book we use really often, but it's right after Timothy, 1st and 2nd, and it is right before Philemon. Now, I know that helps a lot, right? Well, Philemon's right before Hebrews, hint, hint. Praise God. So, Titus 3:8, this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. So the key two words in that scripture, affirm constantly. This is the word of God saying this. So that's how we are going to begin on how to pray. Now, the prayer of affirmation is very simply speaking or declaring what the Word of God has to say about you or about your situation. Plain and simple, it's all about the Word of God. So we repeat that. And many churches will take their Bibles and they'll say, this is my Bible. I have what my Bible says. I can do what the Word of God says. I can have what the Word of God says. Why don't we do that now? And if you have your tablet or your iPhone that has the Word of God on it, I think that counts. In this modern day and age, we have a few new tools. So, in the name of Jesus, this is my Bible. This is the Word of God. I can do what the Word of God says. I can have what the Word of God says. And I am what the Word of God says I am. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We all believe the Word of God is the Word of God, right? I mean, this is final authority. This is God's word to us. We are His creation, and the Word of God is His manual for our successful living. So we need to know it really well, and we need to work with it a lot. We know that it is the profession of our faith. If we go to, and I'm not going to have you turn there, but Hebrews 10:23, if we look at it in the King James Version, it says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Profession. In Amplified, it says, so let's seize and hold fast without wavering the hope that we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, is sure, and is faithful to his word. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. So we come to be the process of affirmations. Affirmations begin as an expression of gratitude to God. Thank you, Lord, that I am free of pain. Thank you, Lord, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, I can meet all of my bills this month. It's a thank you unto him. It starts with a prayer, which is the expression of gratitude. And then we just simply keep repeating what the Word of God says. We thank God as many times as we want. So we've praised him once, we've prayed it one time, but now we can thank him. And there's no limitation on thankfulness. In fact, Philippians 4:6 tells us, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, our prayers we make known unto him. Right? So we want to be thankful, not for all things, but in all things. No matter what's going on, we have a lot to be grateful for. We belong to God. He is our Abba Daddy. Jesus is our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, our restorer. Jesus is everything. No matter what we're going through, no matter how hard it is, Jesus is there for us. He's already paid the price, and he loves us so much. That's why he paid the price, because he loved us before we loved him. And he was willing, because he wanted us so much, not just to be with him, but to have everything that the kingdom of heaven affords us as children of the King. So that's what we have to remember as we do affirmations. We live in a world where there's an enemy. We go back to Genesis in the Garden of Eden, and we see that before the devil started speaking, it was awesome. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. Everything that man needed was there, right? And we go to the book of Revelation. And we see that God wraps things up, and there's a great new world that we're going to. And that's exciting and wonderful. But between the beginning of Genesis and the end of Revelation, we have an enemy. Now, Jesus has paid the price for us in all things. Everything that we need, he's paid for. But we have an enemy who's trying to keep it from us. So we have to do what we call spiritual warfare. We need to claim what belongs to us. We need to receive it. We need to go for it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. So, you know, it's an interesting thing about using the Word of God, and it's a good thing to use the Word of God in prayer. And, you know, there was one woman who kind of was demeaning toward me. This was maybe 20, 25 years ago. And she says, well, I know you have to lean on the Word of God in your prayers. She says, me, I just like to pray whatever I think it should be. And I just thought, whoa, girl. What better thing to pray than the Word of God? You can't go wrong there. That's an affirmation, praying with the Word of God. Hallelujah. So, we thank God, And once again, we remember Titus 3:8 says that we are to speak this constantly, 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 constantly. We get the idea, right? Speak the word constantly. We want the word of God to be coming out of our mouths all the time. This is crucial to our victory. It's crucial to the victory of the kingdom of God through our lives. Glory to God. And if we're going to be really serious Christians, as I think we all are here, then one verse that's really important, we got to remember Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood. Was she a serious person? Was she seriously looking for a victory in her life? For 12 years, 12 long years, and all of us women will appreciate what she went through. 12 years constantly of a flow of blood. And she'd spent all the money she had. She'd gone to every doctor she knew of, and nobody could help her. And then she heard about Jesus. And she said, oh, yes, I am going to check him out because he's got what I need. So in Mark chapter 5, it talks about her, and it said when she heard of him, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. But amplified. Let's check this one out. I love this. Verse number 27 said she heard the reports concerning Jesus, and she came up behind him in the throng and touched his garment. For she kept saying, she had heard that he healed, and she believed that this was going to happen. Her point of contact was her touching his garment. And in the touching, in the meantime, she says, if I but touch his garment, I will be healed. If I but touch his garment, I will be healed. If I but touch his garment, I will be healed. If I but touch his garment, I will be healed. And we all know how serious she was about this because there were a great number of people thronging Jesus. She wasn't even supposed to be out in public. And here she was. Can you just picture this? All these people around Jesus, probably hundreds, maybe even thousands. And here she comes, and she's trying to press through the crowd, trying to get in there. She knows she's got to touch the hem of his garment. So she's getting close, and she's pushing her way through. She's not letting anybody hold her back. And she gets down, and she just goes down and touches his garment. And suddenly she knew she'd been made whole. She could feel the healing power in her. And she knew. Why? Because she kept saying. And now she had what she said. You know, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Let me read it to you in Amplified. Where commonly in King James and the violent take it by force, right? For the kingdom of God. But let me read you in the Amplified. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault. And the violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Now, that sounds a little bit like a four-letter word a lot of people don't like to use. It starts with a W and ends with a K. Might it be work? It takes effort. It takes work. It isn't just que sera, sera. The Christian life, yes, it belongs to us. Yes, Jesus paid the price, but remember that enemy, and he'll do everything in his power to keep us from receiving. So he's pressing in, and we need to press back, and we need to gain our victory. And speaking the word of God is one of the most awesome ways of gaining that victory. So the importance of affirmations. Aha, here's one of my favorites. The battering ram. We all know what a battering ram is, right? We've all seen movies where they use them. I don't know that any of us have ever seen them in person, but you get this big castle with all the big walls around it, and the enemy's coming in, and they want to take over. And what do? They take like a modern-day telephone pole. That's the closest thing I can liken it to. And they take it, and they go, 1, 2, 3, boom! 1, 2, 3, boom! 1, 2, 3, boom. And of course, in the movies, they don't show you exactly how many times they do it. They show about 3. And then suddenly they switch ahead to the wall crashing down and then being able to go in and get the spoil. Well, we don't know how many times they had to do it, but we're guessing it might have been a lot. But they kept pressing in. They didn't give up and they didn't stop until they got their victory. And that's what we have to do with affirmations. We need to just keep pressing in and keep doing it. Ephesians 6:17 talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, but it is the sword of the Spirit. And let's remember, it's a two-edged sword. What do you do with a two-edged sword? The enemy's coming at you from all sides, and you're going whoosh to this one, and then whoosh back to this one, and then whoosh back to that one, and you're back and forth, never stopping, getting the victory over those that are trying to hit you from all sides. In Joshua 1:8, this book of the law, meaning this word of God, shall not depart out of your eyes. Is that what it says? No? Really? Shall not depart out of your hands? No? Mm-mm. Let me look at that again. Let's see. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth? Does it say mouth? Yeah. Does your Bible say mouth?
Yeah.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night. And meditate is like mutter. That means you're talking under your breath. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. That's muttering. You're taking the word of God and you're speaking it over and over again. And you're muttering. That you may observe to do. Okay, HDers, pay attention. You hear, you speak, you do. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. What a wonderful promise of God, and it belongs to us. Romans 4:17 talks about calling those things that be not as though they were. You know, when God first spoke to Abram and Sarai, they were quite old and had never had any children. She had never borne children. Never. And now it's past childbearing years. And boy, if the world thinks it was impossible before, they think it's past impossible now. But God gave a promise. And he said that that Abram would have a son through his wife. And you know what? They had to stand in faith for a long time. Right around 25 years. But they didn't give up. And you know one of the things God did to help them with that, to help them with their form of affirmation? He changed their names. And so Abraham now meant father of many nations. And so he introduced himself to everyone as father of many nations. And Sarah means a mother of many. And so here they were, childless and calling themselves the father and mother of many nations. But you know, every time somebody called them by name, they were prophesying. They were speaking the word of God. They were affirming the promise of God. And they were repeating it over and over and over again for 25 years. And then what happened? God's promise was fulfilled. And they had their son,
Isaac.
Hallelujah. So, calling those things that be not as though they are, until they are. Right? We're taking the truth of God's word and speaking it over the situation, which in many cases looks totally impossible. But nothing's too hard for God, and nothing's impossible for him if we believe. So we just keep on keeping on prophesying, speaking the word, calling those things that be not as though they are, until they are. And that's the, there it is. That's the manifestation of the promise. Now, in the process of doing that, what do we do? Let me go back to Romans 4:21. We said Romans 4:17 was calling those things that be not as though they were. Romans 4:21 says, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. How does that happen? Psalm 103, verse 20 gives us a big clue. Bless the Lord, all you angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of God's word. Now, I was holding up my Bible. I didn't hear my Bible speaking. Did any of you, when you were holding your Bible up, hear your Bible say, that's right, you are who I say you are? No, the Bible doesn't speak. We give the word of God voice, but we have to be able to do it so the angels can hear, right? So, praise God. We give it voice. God promises to watch over his word to perform it. He sends the angels. The angels hear you speaking the word of God, and then the angels go into action, and they know how to bring it to pass to bless us with the results of the amen to the there it is. Praise God. Okay, now, another way we know that we have partnership with God is from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Probably this is a familiar verse. Let me back up to verse 9. This is our enemy in all his different names and forms that the Word of God is talking about. The Word of God is making it very clear so we know who our enemy is. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, hallelujah, and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. He is pretty persistent, isn't he? And he keeps hitting us until we hit back enough with the word of God. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Okay, the partnership. The blood of the Lamb, this is Jesus' part. This is his sacrifice for us 2,000 years ago. He's paid the price for everything we will ever need. All signed, sealed, and ready to be delivered. We receive through the words of our mouth, through our testimony, through our agreeing with what the Word of God says about what we are saying, about our situation, about us. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm agreeing. That's what the Word of God says about me, and that's what I'm agreeing with. And that's how we receive, and that's how we enforce the victory that Jesus has won for us, through the words of our mouth. And especially when the words of our mouth are what the Word of God has to say. Okay, now let's get down to some nitty-gritty. This is called how-to. So let's start digging into what are key elements that constitute an affirmation. We're on D, required items. First of all, we want to confess our sins. 1 John 1:9, We run to God at every point in time. We run to God if we've sinned, if we know we've sinned. We run to God even when we don't know if we've sinned, because there are things we're doing that we don't know are sins. So if we're aware of a sin, we confess it. I'm sorry, Lord, I said something mean to somebody I shouldn't have said. That was unkind of me, and I repent and renounce it, and I break the hold of the enemy over me because of these words that I spoke. So I break that. But then maybe there's some things that I'm not aware of. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm not aware of any sins since the last time I asked. Forgive me of all the ones I don't know about. And then we invite the Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon us. When we do any holy thing, which includes speaking the word of God. Okay, so we confess our sins. Now we're ready to start the affirmation. But the affirmation must be based on a scripture, on the word of God. Now, it may be the exact wording of the scripture, or sometimes what we have to do is personalize it, because maybe the promise in the word of God is spoken in a future tense, or maybe it's in a more general term, and maybe that verse didn't happen to have our name in it. So we want to apply a very specific promise of God from his word. And the promise of God must contain the name of Jesus. And let me give you an idea here of how this works, because there's so many times where we've taught this and people say, oh yeah, I'm doing all my affirmations, but they're not getting the victory and there's no change. And we're wondering why. So we've learned to ask for people to repeat back to us what they're saying. And we find very often, and this is how the enemy works, he's a deceiver, you'll think you've got it right. With all your heart, you want to do it right. But somehow along the line, it got a little out of whack and it needs a little tweaking to get back right. So when we hear it, then we recognize, ah, okay, let's change this. And we find when people are doing it right, then we start to see things happen. So using the name of Jesus, if we have a scripture that already has the name of Jesus in it, such as 1 Peter 2:24, we can say, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that's a good affirmation. We don't have to say, in the name of Jesus, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We could, but that's redundant and it's not necessary. And the thing is, we want to be swinging that sword of the Spirit, right? So if it's enough to say, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, then let's do it. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. 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 And you just hit it out there. Remember that wall of sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, whatever the devil's putting up against you, you take your battering ram of the word of God and you're whacking on that wall. You're tearing down the enemy's hold over you. But what if the name of Jesus is not in a verse that you want to use? And an excellent example is 1 Corinthians 2:16, because we here at ABC believe that we do have the mind of Christ. We have Jesus through his Holy Spirit residing on the inside of us. So that means we have the mind of Christ. But we need to teach ourselves that. We need to get it down in our hearts. So by saying it over and over again, we're prophesying it, we're establishing it, and we're pulling out the fullness of all that God is in us. So in that case, the scripture says, I have the mind of Christ. Well, Christ is his title, and there's no power in the word Christ. It's like a title. It'd be like if I called someone sir instead of by his name. But the name is Jesus. God put all the power and authority in the name of Jesus. So we can say, in the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus, I have the mind of Christ. Now let's go back to the healing scripture once again, back to 1 Peter 2:24. When we are doing affirmations, let's say someone has a challenge with her back. We've been saying, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now that is a general affirmation. That's talking about all of me, from the crown of my head down to the soles of my feet. I, all of me. Every cell, every fiber, every organ, every system, every function, every part of me, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. But like with being more specific to zero in on what we believe the challenge is, the back is hurting. And so we want to be able to say, by the stripes of Jesus, my back has been healed. And what we normally recommend when we're doing healing affirmations of this kind, we want to do, let's say somebody's assigned you to do 100. So 50 of them are, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And the other 50 are, my back, my lungs, my eyes, my whatever part of your body has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, one thing you don't want to do, you want to say my together with the part of your body because that really is part of you. But what you don't want to say is my diabetes, my cancer, my flu, my cold. You don't want to take ownership of the sickness or disease or infirmity of pain. The Word of God says where two agree as touching anything, it shall be done for them. So let's say the doctor says, he gives this evil report, and he says, you have cancer. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, "My Jesus, heal me of my cancer?" You're just agreeing with the doctor that it's your cancer. And you don't want to do that. That's Satan's cancer. You are the healed of the Lord. Let's get this mindset. So many times we thought, I am the sickie trying to get healed. Oh God, please heal me. Oh God, I'm just trying so hard to get healed. I'm just not wanting this pain anymore. I'm not wanting this sickness anymore. These symptoms have just been too much. No. Are we all children of the living God? Yeah. Are we all kings and priests? Are we all royalty? Do we all have the Holy Spirit of God Almighty through Jesus Christ our Lord residing on the inside of us? Everybody point to yourself and say, this is God's body. I am the healed of the Lord.
I am not sick.
I do not have disease.
I do not have pain.
The devil wants me to think I do.
The devil tries to deceive me
with symptoms that he puts on my body. But I'm not going to fall for that. I am a child of the living God, and this is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. That's what the Word of God says. And I can't picture God's body getting sick. I can't picture God's body in pain. And so, what we need to see ourselves is we are God's body. We are the healed of the Lord, and the enemy's trying to put junk on us, and we're fighting back because we're saying, no, this is a lie from the pit of hell. No, I'm not going to receive that. I do not accept it. And so we want to say, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. If there's a particular area of challenge, then yes, you say, my back has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we're just going to nail it in there. And one of the reasons why we don't just do the specific ones, why we do general ones as well, is because, you know, sometimes the doctors, although they have the best of intentions of diagnosing properly, they might actually get it wrong. They might think something is a cause of your challenge, where maybe it turns out to be something else. And so we zero in on what we think is an area of challenge, but at the same time, we're giving God permission to heal all of us. Right? Because if there is something else, we want to cover all bases and cover all grounds and make sure that God has the opportunity to do what we're asking him to do in our lives. So those are some, those are some very important things to remember about the prayer of affirmation, particularly regarding healing. Now, here's another one, especially with healing. Do not ever put the affirmation off to the future. Oh, I know God's going to do it. I know a man, and for 25 years, he was plagued with severe back pain. And for 25 years, he believed the word of God, and he kept saying, I know God's going to heal me. I know Jesus paid the price. I know it belongs to me. For 25 years, and then one day, the doctor told him, you have got to make a decision and have surgery. The sooner the better. If you don't have surgery, I have a very bad prognosis for you. If you do have surgery, it might help. And he's thinking, but I know that Jesus paid the price. I know God's going to do it, but when is he going to do it? I have to make this decision now, and I don't know how to figure this out. I don't know when he's going to do it. So he called his pastor and shared this dilemma. And he said, I just don't understand what's going on. What do I do? Do I have the surgery? Do not have the surgery? And the pastor said, tell me again what you've been saying. He says, well, I know that God's going to heal me. The pastor prayed about it and he says, okay, that is the key. For 25 years, you've been pushing God off into the future. Faith is now. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. Now faith is. It's not tomorrow, because by the time you get tomorrow, tomorrow will be today and it will be now. And he was in the now saying, God's going to do this tomorrow. And then he'd take a step, God's going to do it tomorrow. God's going to do it tomorrow. And he kept pushing God off for 25 years. God's hands were tied by the words of his mouth. The pastor said, no, you have already been healed. Jesus paid the price 2,000 years ago. The healing belongs to you right now. He goes, now, he's already done it. It's not what he's going to do, it's what he's already done. It belongs to me now? Yes. He hung up. Just felt so excited and so at peace, went to bed, went to sleep, slept 8 hours, and woke up totally healed. Never had to have the surgery. Why? Because he made a tweak of it, the words of his mouth. He made a tweak of his understanding. And here's the problem with why he confessed what he did, because it was a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding. And so that's why God says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And we know that the more we know of the word of God, the more we learn of what God has for us, the more we can walk in what he wants for us. God has an awesome plan for every single one of us. Perfect plan. He created us for that. He chose us for such a time as this. In the very last of the last days, he chose you, 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 all of you, all of us, for now, for today, to be that violent that take it by force with the ardent zeal, just pushing through the enemy, recognizing who he is and what he does, and knowing that Jesus has already won the victory and made a show of him openly. It's ours. We need to take it by force, because he isn't going to give it up easily. But we have the victory if we persist. It's not the, okay, man, I'm going to do it. I'm doing 100 affirmations today. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Okay, we got them done. Great. Now tomorrow. Yes. And 7 days go by and yes. And then all of a sudden your schedule gets real busy. It's like, oh my gosh, it's time to go to bed and I haven't done my 100 affirmations yet. Oh well, I'll just, you know, the next day maybe 50 and maybe 25, and you're kind of up and down and all around and you're not consistent. Let me tell you, it is better to speak a smaller number of affirmations and do them consistently every single day than it is to be like a roller coaster or a seesaw. We don't want to be up and down and all around and high this day and low that day. We want to really press in and do and do and do, because Pastor Joshua, in those 6 days of prayer and fasting, 15,000 affirmations per day. You think the devil was happy to hear his voice? I mean, after one day, it was probably like, ooh. And 2 days, ooh. And 3 days, ooh. And 4 days, I can't stand this anymore. That's it. And we never realize, because we've talked about pressing in. We've talked about doing a lot of affirmations. And we know people who have done thousands per day, that maybe they did it only for one day and they got their victory and praise God. That then there are the devils that are going, whew, that's over with. Thank God. Maybe they're they're thanking their God, right? Every religion has its God. So the demons have their God. His name is Satan, or the devil, or the serpent, or the dragon. Yeah, yeah, they probably do thank God too. Hey, why not? Okay, so we keep pressing in. And here's a key. Oh, yes, I mentioned that man was healed, right? In 8 hours, 8 hours sleep. Well, another key is that we must speak it audibly, out loud. Thinking it in your mind is not going to carry any power. It's, the angels are not mind readers. The angels cannot hear what you're thinking. God knows what's in our heart. He knows what's in our mind. But he acts according to what we say. The angels act on what we say, if it's the word of God. Otherwise, if we're speaking and it's not the word of God, the angels are there like this, or their hands are tied. They can't do anything until you speak the word of God. And then as you do, they get into action on your behalf. So the out loud can be a shout, or it can be a whisper. I find when I'm in line at the bank or the store, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And I'm just speaking the word of God while I'm waiting. I'm making good use of that time. You know, used to be you'd stand in line and you'd just wait and you'd wait and you'd look for the clock and see how much time has passed. Do you know the bank that we bank at, when they remodeled, I said something to the manager, you guys forgot to put a clock up. And she says, no, we didn't forget. We didn't want people seeing how long they were having to wait in line. But you can make good use of the time, productive use of the time, by speaking the word of God. Now, what we want to do is keep track. Very often, Pastor Joshua or Pastor Matthew or Pastora Sarah might give you an assignment of doing so many affirmations. And so what we want to do is counting. And this is a recommended item. We'd like to make it required, but for right now, we'll do recommended. Required is if you really want your manifestation, but that's between you and your manifestation. But counting is very important. Why? Because we find that you're highly focused, that you're zeroing in on the Word of God, that you're in expectation. And the Bible word for hope means confident expectation. You're expecting to see what you're speaking of the Word of God in the prayer. And so you want to count how many there are. And how do you count? Well, we have some counters right here. Our fingers, most of the time our toes may or may not be available, but our fingers definitely are. And we can do, I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. 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 And so forth. And I get to 10, and then I get to 10, and I hold this thumb up. And then I do the next 10, and then I've got 20. Next 10, 30. Next 10, 40. Next 10, 50. And now I just remember, okay, I've done 50. And then I start all over again. So I do it by 50s. Now, another way of doing it is you can have paper and pen and just, you know, the old way of marking, counting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can do it like that, or you can have each mark represent 10. And so every time you do the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you've actually done 50. So that's another way. Here's another way. It's called a sports counter. And as long as you're not doing over 9,999 affirmations in one day, this might work okay. It wasn't good for 15,000. Praise God. That's a lot of affirmations. But this is a lot easier for some people. So you decide. You know, if you want to do it, you can find it in any sports store. They have them because it is a sports vehicle. So that's another thing that you can work with, your fingers or the counter, either way. But you can do it in tens or hundreds. What you want to do is be sure that you press in and you do it and count it, because you will find you get the victory more. And here's another thought. You're being counseled and being given an assignment. What if you don't know how many you've done and you're not getting your victory? And so let's say Pastor Joshua says, well, I don't know whether to increase the number of ones you're doing. I don't know how to handle this since you don't know how many you're doing. But if you know and you're not getting your victory, then he says, okay, let's increase. Let's press in a little more. So that's another reason for counting, for the counseling, for the intensity of it. No matter what, you want to press in and do it God's way. You know, when we talked about spiritual warfare, that's the part between the amen and the there it is. There's a testimony that's very near and dear to my husband's heart, because his brother had had an AV fistula. And the agreement of the family was to do surgery, but then they had a team that stayed by his bed 24/7, and they were agreed and determined to do it for as many days as it took for him to get the victory in being healed from his brain. So what they were saying was 24/7, they had three shifts of 8 hours each. So for 8 hours straight, One person would say, the brother's brain has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. His brain has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. They'd mention his name. His brain has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And then the next person would come and say the same thing. His brain has been healed by the stripes of Jesus, mentioning his name. And within 5 days, they had their victory. He was a miracle. The doctors were so astounded. They said there was no way this could happen. But they did their part with surgery, and they didn't get a complete victory. They had a pretty bad expectation, to be perfectly honest. They were expecting him to be dead or a vegetable. Not very good options. But he came back to full normal life and even had an internet church of 2 million people, which is pretty awesome. Praise God. Now, we had another lady that came to ABC, and she came with a challenge of cancer. Notice I'm saying a challenge of cancer. I didn't say she had cancer. And we don't want to agree with what the doctors say, which again refers back to something I said earlier. If the doctor says you have cancer, then if you tell anyone, you say, the doctor says, I have cancer. You don't say, I have cancer. Okay, the doctor says. Or the doctor says, I've been challenged with. Okay? And she was challenged with cancer, and she was in great pain when she came, and we taught her about affirmations, and she was faithful. She was faithful, and she got her victory, and she was the epitome of health. It was just, oh, she just glowed. It was so awesome. And we even had her teach one time. She didn't consider herself a teacher, but she says, oh, well, I'll share my testimony. And so she did, and how she did it and what she did and what she said. Okay, now, one thing, high energy focus or dramatization is not necessary. The Word of God is powerful all of itself. And so we don't need to be saying, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm not mocking. I'm just simply sharing with you what somebody did one time and believed that this was necessary, but he was getting so tired. And I can imagine after just one of those, no wonder he couldn't do very many. But we said, no, all you have to do, the Word has its own power. When you speak it and release it, that's the power. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus works just as well. So that's good. You want to have a godly answer for people that ask. Hi, how are you doing? Hey, I heard you've been having a challenge with your back. What do you say? Oh, I believe I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Or if it's somebody you're not sure you want to be able to say it quite like that, you can say, well, thank you for asking. I believe I'm getting better. And just leave it at that. But have your answer ready. Don't just say, well, you know, I'm still having pain and I'm still, this has been a bad day and so forth. No, thank you, Jesus. I've been healed. Now, back to Romans 4:17, where we say we call things that be not as though they were. We don't want to do the opposite, which is call those things that be as though they're not. Wrong direction and very important. You see someone with an arm in a sling. What does that tell you? Well, probably there's a broken bone in that arm. Right? That's why the sling, so they don't use the arm. And they say, oh no, my arm's not broken. Well, that's not the way it works. What you want to do is say, my arm has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. You're letting the truth of God's word overpower the fact of the situation. In fact, sometimes the doctors think they know the facts, but sometimes prayer really changes things. Matthew's father had a challenge when he was 80 years old. He was up on the roof of his house doing something lost his balance, fell off down to the concrete patio below, fell on his back, and the doctors did x-rays and said he had 3 broken ribs. Well, we kept praying. The next x-ray said he had 2. They couldn't figure out why the first one showed that there was a third one because they couldn't find it. And then he transferred doctors or something, and so the new one said, well, I'd like a new x-ray. And it showed 1. Well, by the time we encouraged him to take another x-ray, he was totally healed and sent home. So, you know what? The devil is a liar. That prayer and affirmations can change it without speaking the word of God over him and saying that he had been healed by the stripes of Jesus. He might have had those broken bones. He might have been in the hospital longer. There was a lady that was brought to our attention by a pastor that we know, and she said, this lady has been diagnosed with brain cancer and has been given 2 weeks to live. We were told that she was in severe pain. She had already gone blind. And as I said, they expected her to die in 2 weeks. And the question was, can we help? He said, well, we can't teach. There's no time to teach, but we can give an assignment. If she's willing to do the assignments, we can help her. The Word of God can help her. We can help by guiding her as to what to do from the Word of God. And what we did was we told her to speak the Word of God 1,000 affirmations a day. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. My brain has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Within 3 or 4 days, the pain was gone. A couple days later, her sight was back. And within the same 2 weeks, the doctor said she was going to die. They checked her out again, and there was no trace of cancer. Her brain was totally healed. 1,000 affirmations a day. That's all she did. That's all she needed to do. Now, one thing we want to make note of is that affirmations are not vain repetitions. You hear people talk about affirmations and they say, oh, I don't have to do that. That's vain repetition. I don't want to do that. You know, and it's true. We don't want to do vain repetitions, do we? We want to do something that's powerful. But the meaning of the word vain is useless and proud. So let's think about it. If we're speaking the word of God, anybody here want to face God and say, well, I didn't want to do affirmations because your word is useless and it's proud? I don't think we'd want to do that, would we? Because we know that's not true. We know God's word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And we're back to this two-edged sword, which is the word of God. So it comes full circle back to that. I mean, Kenneth E. Hagin Sr., in one of the books he wrote, even talked about a man that was near death, and every waking moment, he was confessing the word of God over himself that he'd been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And within 3 days, he had his healing. And it said, I must have said 10,000 affirmations. All I know is this, that wherever we go, we teach the word of God and we teach affirmations. And we have pastors and bishops in Trinidad, in Ghana, who have specifically told us, we've done what you taught us. And let me tell you, it's too late for anybody else to tell us that affirmations don't work. Because we see everywhere our victories. Our lives are different. Our churches are different. Nobody has the right to be sick in here because we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.